Good morning. Can you hear me okay in the back? Okay, wonderful. So, my talk is entitled A Teachable Moment. But first, I'm going to start with a teaching mantra that was taught to me some time ago. Tell them what you're going to teach, teach them that, then tell them what you have taught them. There, that's my Dharma talk. Thank you. Shortest Dharma talk ever. But seriously, I come from a family of educators. My mother was a fourth grade teacher and in the same school which I attended. Of course, I was a very good student. Yes, she knew how well I was doing in school, hearing it from her fellow colleagues. My sister went to college as well to be a teacher. She taught for a few years, but then chose to raise her four boys. Looking back, though, she has been a teacher her whole life, not only teaching her four boys, but she is active in her church, teaching there, I'm sure, and then also active in the community as well, doing a variety of different activities. After hearing that my sister was going to be a teacher, I vowed that I was not going to be a teacher because I would have two teachers in the family. That's enough. Yet, with over 40 years of experience as an extension educator, it has been a wonderful and rewarding experience to me. What is the eighth part of the essential dharmas of daily practice? Open up your books to page 6. Okay. And let's recite number 8. Let us turn a reluctance to teach into a willingness to teach well. The founding master has charged us all to be teachers. When I started an extension, a supervisor of me at the time mentioned to me this phrase, teachable moments. Teachable moments are those unplanned opportunities that arise where someone can offer insight into a particular topic. These moments are not something that you plan for. They are fleeting opportunities that are sensed and capitalized on. So let's think about that a little bit for a moment. How many of you are parents? Did you ever show or explain to your child how to do something? Did you help them understand a life lesson? You were a teacher then. Have you ever shown or explained how to do something to a coworker or a friend? You were a teacher then. Yes, you may say that some of this is being a parent, a mentor, or a coach, etc. However, I view them as a teachable moment. I'm looking at this through my educator lens and feel that there is an education component to these scenarios. Speaking personally, I have had some teachable moments here at the One Dharma Center. For example, talking to someone after a Dharma service, sharing during a Dharma discussion, conversation during lunch, during a retreat, or a conversation with a cumenim. Have you thought of these instances as being teachable moments? Many of these instances are also what could be called peer learning. From my experience as an extension educator, this method can be some of the most effective means to teach someone. Farmers enjoy learning from other farmers because they're listening to someone who has tried something and that person will share whether it worked out or not. Founding Master Soda-san encourages us to be peer learning as well, to use peer learning as well. I quote, "In the future, if there are people who again ask who my teacher is, I will answer that I am their teacher and that they are my teacher." So, Founding Master is telling us to teach and learn from one another to find those teachable moments, so that we can help each other grow in our practice. Now, a little bit of education theory from andragogy. It is the principle of scaffolding. The principle of scaffolding is about providing learners with the support they need at the start of the learning process, gradually removing that support as they become more competent. This approach is based on the idea that people learn best when they can build on their existing knowledge and skills, and when they are given the opportunity to practice and apply new skills in a supportive environment. So think about a teachable moment. Depending on how long you have been a Hwan Buddhist practitioner, even if it's been for a month or so, you have some knowledge, you have some skills as being a Hwan Buddhist, and you can share those with others. So we can be supportive of one another as well, to be able to support promote teachable moments between each of us. Okay, this is the audience participation part of the Dharma talk. How many disciples did Founding Master Soda-san have at the beginning? This is audience participation, folks. Come on, tell me. Nine, yes, okay. So, I would imagine that during the talks, you know, obviously one Founding Master was teaching intently and often his nine disciples, but I could imagine that during times that they were not with the Founding Master, that they were sharing and talking with each other, trying to help each of the other to understand the meaning of what the Founding Master was trying to tell them. So that collectively, either in groups of two or all nine together, they were working together to deepen and have a deeper understanding of what it meant to be a Hwan Buddhist. So I share this because I hope it emphasizes the importance of peer learning. Your knowledge and understanding of the scriptures or Hwan Buddhism is something that you can share with others and help them on their journey as a Hwan Buddhist practitioner. This does not mean that you only apply your practice of teachable moments to Hwan Buddhism, but to all aspects of life, your life as well. So the eighth part of the essential dharmas of daily practice says that we should teach well. Wow, that is a big expectation and could be potentially intimidating. Let's remember what the seventh part says. Let's recite the seventh, number seven, together. Let us turn the reluctance to learn into a willingness to learn well. I believe that the Founding Master purposefully arranged it in this way to encourage us to learn the Dharma, learn from our personal practice, and how to teach others as well. Not only are we to help teach one another, but we also to learn from one another as well. So we have the nine essentials of daily what? Practice. Yes, very good. Okay, you all passed. The Founding Master is also encouraging us to practice these each day. An old 4-H motto while I was in 4-H a couple years ago was learn by doing. It has meant much to me, and I need to when I have to practice something and learn how to do it. Here's an example. For example, is when I prepare for a Dharma talk. I often explore the scriptures, which is the doing part, to learn what they may be, what might be useful to share during the Dharma talk. This is an opportunity for me to deepen my understanding of the scripture and then also learn a way to communicate to others what the scripture is telling me, at least, and hopefully would inspire others during a Dharma talk. Here's another example. Learning to drive a car. How do you practice for your driving test? By driving under the supervision of someone. Then, as a parent, you become the teacher, and you provide the instruction and guidance to your child on how to safely drive a car and pass their test, or it may be even a friend. So I hope I have raised your awareness and hope you will look for those teachable moments going forward. You may not think of yourself as a teacher, but you are. Founding Master Soda-san encourages us to teach others, that we should practice learning and teaching every day, along with the other seven daily habits or daily essential dharmas of daily practice. And by educating others, it is also a way to practice the ninth part of the daily practice, which is to let us turn a lack of public spirit into an eagerness to serve the good of all. You know, teaching is a public service, and it's something that you can freely share with others. So, I hope that I have been successfully used the teaching mantra during my Dharma talk today, and hope that it has inspired you to be aware of teachable moments in the future. Thank you.